The reunions started with music and the smell of barbecues, a smell that always vaguely reminded Sully of burning helicopter fuel. And with cans of beer and pails of chipped ice, and that part was all right. That part was actually pretty nice. But then all at once it was the next morning, and the light burned your eyes, and your head felt like a tumor, and your stomach was full of poison. On one of those mornings after, Sully had had a vague, sick memory of making the DJ play Oh, Carol by Neil Sedaka over and over again, threatening to kill him if he stopped. On another, Sully awoke next to Frank Peasley's ex-wife. She was snoring because her nose was broken. Her pillow was covered with blood, her cheeks covered with blood, too, and Sully couldn't remember if he had broken her nose or if fucking Peasley had done it. Sully wanted it to be Peasley, but knew it could have been him. Sometimes, especially in those days, BV, before Viagra, when he failed at sex almost as often as he succeeded, he got mad. Fortunately, when the lady awoke, she couldn't remember either. She remembered what he'd looked like with his underwear off, though. How come you only have one? She'd asked him. I'm lucky to have that, Sully'd replied. His headache had been bigger than the world. What did I say about the old lady? He asked Diefenbaker as they sat smoking in the alley beside the chapel. Diefenbaker shrugged. Just that you used to see her. You said sometimes she put on different clothes, but it was always her, the old Mamasan Melenfant wasted. I had to shush you up. Fuck, Sully said, and put the hand not holding the cigarette in his hair. You also said it was better once you got back to the East Coast, Diefenbaker said. And look, what's so bad about seeing an old lady once in a while? Some people see flying saucers. Not people who owe two banks almost $1 million, Sully said, if they knew. If they knew what? I'll tell you what, nothing. As long as you keep making the payments, Sully John, keep bringing them that fabled monthly cashew, no one cares what you see when you turn out the light or what you see when you leave it on, for that matter. They don't care if you dress in ladies' underwear or if you beat your wife and hump the Labrador. Besides, don't you think there are guys in those banks who spent time in the green? Sully took a drag on the Dunhill and looked at Diefenbaker. The truth was that he never had considered such a thing. He dealt with two loan officers who were the right age, but they never talked about it. Of course, neither did he. Next time I see them, he thought, I'll have to ask if they carry Zippos, you know. Be subtle. What are you smiling about? Diefenbaker asked. Nothing. What about you, Dief? Do you have an old lady? I don't mean your girlfriend. I mean an old lady, a mama's son. Hey, man, don't call me Dief. Nobody calls me that now. I never liked it. Do you have one? Ronnie Malenfant's my mama's son, Diefenbaker said. Sometimes I see him. Not the way you said you see yours, like she's really there, but memory's real, too, isn't it? Yeah. Diefenbaker shook his head slowly. If memory was all, you know? If memory was all.